The Minneapolis ice flood is over. It is ending. I think it's ending in large part because DHS funding is about to stall, because funding for the DHS was separated from the rest of the Senate bill, and the Dems are refusing to vote for the ice funding specifically without concessions. So that's all fun. That's all good. Trying to get that funding. But yeah, no, Tom Homan announced an end to the siege.
With that, in success that has been made arresting public safety threats and other priorities since this surge operation began, as well as the unprecedented levels of coordination we have obtained from state officials and local law enforcement, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude. A significant drawdown has already been underway this week, and we'll
Please tell us what he's saying. I was hoping you guys would tell me.
continue through the next week. We have a lot of work to do across this country to remove public safety risk who shouldn't even be in this country, and to deliver on President Trump's promise for strong border security and mass deportation. Law enforcement officers drawn down from this surge operation will either return to the duty station or be signed elsewhere to achieve just that.
I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. That's what he said. Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. No, it's actually like a,
Zero tolerance.
sorry, a very weak drawout from the Department of Homeland Security. I figured this would happen eventually. I gotta give credit, man, not just to Chancellor Stancil, but also Minnesotans are the only ones who made this happen. Okay, I acknowledge a bit of upward pressure from the Democrats cutting funding or like pressuring a halt to funding through a shutdown, but overwhelmingly, the Democrats did nothing but fail the people of Minnesota over and over and over and over again. Tim Walz didn't do shit. Jacob Frey didn't do shit. Okay, their AGs, you know, their prosecutors, their local police, they didn't do shit. Okay, it was the people of Minnesota who resisted the occupation and were there day in and day out. Showing up dozens, hundreds of people to every call that ICE was here or there, those rapid response teams, they 100% did this, okay? It's the same story that we've seen over and over in the second Trump administration, which is they're probing for a weak spot, right? And this was after, I mean, they gunned up a lot of people, right? They massively increased ISIS numbers. They recruited people from all over. They pumped them up with money, with guns, with bravado, and they sent them in, and they broke here. It did not work. And if they can't do it here, they definitely can't do it in New York. They definitely can't do it in Chicago or LA. Proof that nonviolent resistance works, IMO? No, I 100% agree. Listen, okay? I'm no liberal. However, nonviolent resistance does have a legitimate place in the toolbook, right? Toolbook, toolbox, rule book, whatever you prefer, in both, in either. Generally, it works by manipulating public opinion, you know? And it works best when you massively outnumber them. And in this case, both work, right? ICE was very unpopular. They have only been made more unpopular. ICE is very openly hateable, so getting some eyes on them helps a lot. And also, you outnumber them because there's only a couple thousand of them in Minnesota. It's like 1 million, 2 million people in the greater metropolitan area. So it's a perfect microcosm. Don't mistake nonviolent with peaceful. Okay, all right, that's okay. Point taken. I acknowledge it. Yes, you know, we don't need to be pedants, right? I'm not out here accosting brave Minnesotans for tossing a soda can or whatever the fuck, okay? Look, I'm not talking. What I'm saying is the drive of this effort from Minnesotans has been largely a show of solidarity, public support, community-mindedness, and getting the eyes on them. You know, that's what they've been up to. And it has worked massively. It has been overwhelmingly successful. And you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to point you to this, okay? For all the bullshit liberals like to spew about how they prefer protest tactics, you know, be enacted, who was most on the side of the people in Minnesota? The lefties or the liberals? Don't get me wrong. Of the people doing these community response groups, okay? It was the people there, the residents of Minnesota, liberal or lefty. But in terms of the broader sentiment, liberal politicians failed them, dude. Locally and nationally, the Democrats have not done much here, okay? Like, seriously, Democrat congressmen, senators, everyone should have been going down there to protest, to community responses in Minnesota, showing up and videotaping. Again, this is just, it's just very, very basic. Like, you know, you have time, you can do it. You can just show up there, show solidarity and support. You know, Democrats in or out of Minnesota. Hey, here I am from out of state. Look at how bad these ICE guys are. Look at these pieces of shit. We don't want them in our state, you know? Then you take a look at the messaging from Tim Walz. It's like watching air get let out of a balloon. No, no, no. Liberals, the Democrats, this was not them. Okay? This was not them. They were the ones, you know, pissing about saying, well, just make sure to be peaceful, you know, blah, blah. Which, by the way, even if it's true, because it's good. It's good, like, safety tactics for a protest to stay peaceful. You don't want to invite violence upon other people. You know, the way they delivered these messages was, well, weak and depressing, you know? It's like Jacob Frey got all of the initiative driven out of him when he said, you know, ICE, get the fuck out of here, back when it started. And then after that, everything was bullshit. Concession. It was like, that was it. That was the one little bit of oomph, you know? The point that I'm trying to get out here is God bless the divine heavenly armies of Minnesota and Chancellor Stancil. And remember this in the future, okay? Liberals love to talk positively about peaceful, civilly minded protests after the fact, but when they're actually happening, where the fuck are they? Real liberals, you know, John Locke motherfucker, would be out there in Minnesota going crazy. They'd be going like balls to the wall, all right? Current liberals, modern day Democrats, weak, feckless, inept, can't even aura farm off of the easiest thing, man. The easiest thing in the world. Why wasn't Tim Walz out there with those community responses? Do you know how much attention he could have driven to this? Will Stancil out there being the realist liberal? No, for sure, yeah. When he passes, he'll be accepted. You know, the pearly gates will open and he'll see the founding fathers there congratulating him for being the only one of their true ideological progeny. And for all we know, real progeny. Maybe he's like the great, you know, maybe it's like the heavenly bloodline technique of John Locke or Hobbes or someone, you know, channeling through him. I don't know. I'm just saying he would have been a founding father. He would have been a founding father for sure, 100%.
For misconduct. Since I've been on the ground, they've been targeting enforcement arrest. I believe they were targeting enforcement arrest before I got here. To say that and not let I've been arguing.
Yeah, I like super don't want to listen to this guy talk for 18 minutes, man. I just worry that Dearborn's next. Dude, I'm not saying it can't happen. I would be surprised if they do this at all ever again. This has been a net loss for them, like a massive net loss, a huge waste of money. A bunch of people have resigned. Morale has plummeted. Public opinion against ICE has shifted enormously. What are they going to do with the next one? Send even more people? What's the big shift here that they're gonna do to make the next one more effective? I have no idea what they could do. Not hire Hitlerites? That comes with the territory. Disapproval of what ICE is doing is like 2-1 over approval. Look at this, man. Nearly 2/3 of Americans say that ICE has gone too far. Overall, 65% say gone too far. Only 12% say not gone far enough. 22% their actions are about right. For Democrats, it is, of course, a overwhelming majority. For Republicans, gone too far and not gone far enough are equal, with most of them taking the pussy position of just about right. 71% of independents say gone too far. So again, like, these numbers have shifted enormously since a year ago. Enormously. I don't know what I just don't know what they could do. What if they send 6,000 people to an even smaller city? What then? What they get some more deportations off before inevitably their public opinion shifts even further downward? I don't know what you're going to do. This is an older article too. Look, the most recent data is in June. Wait, June, right? No, July. July, yeah, sorry. It seems that the U.S. needs to have Will follow them. You mean lead them? Yes, my opinion, and pardon me for my optimism, I think there's a Will Stancil in every state. What do you think the odds are of ICE with poll watching during midterms? They just don't have that many guys. There are so many polls all across America. And the problem is that, like, there isn't an enforcement mechanism in America that you could weaponize cleanly to do that. So at some of the bigger voting locations, right, we're talking thousands of people showing up on or around election day, right? Lots and lots of people. What is an ICE agent or two going to do to that? Like, you can't even really menace people with that difference in, like, historically, poll watching was dangerous because you'd have, like, Klan guys standing in the parking lot or whatever, you know, staring down black people who dared to show up and vote. And, I mean, obviously, that's really serious, right? But there's more people than ever before, and there's more surveillance than ever before. You know, Klan only existed because they didn't have phone cameras back then. That's why they wore the hoods, you know? They wore the hoods because those guys were like county commissioners and shit, you know? They didn't want to be, they didn't want to be like tied, those actions be tied to their like day-to-day lives. And also because it was spooky, you know, because you're a ghost. Ooh. But now with everyone having a phone I just don't know what could ICE do? Like, you're a citizen, you're showing up to vote, then ICE is just gonna what, like arrest you? Maybe they arrest like one guy per voting location, then they what about the next one? Like, what do they do? Not to mention, like, what instructions do you give the ICE officials? Keep in mind that ICE are not the only people there. At most large voting locations, there are going to be police there just for regular, like, crowd control reasons, you know? The regular police probably aren't going to, like, I don't know if I want to say they wouldn't let them do anything, but what instructions do you give the ICE agents there that doesn't lead to, like, a massive public breakdown of order, you know? Why start giving instructions now? Because if you don't give them any instructions, they're either going to do nothing or they're going to do stuff that's going to make the Republicans look really bad. Like, if you think Republicans look bad with their marauding ICE patrols running around the Twin Cities area, wait till you see phone cameras of like ICE agents tackling Hispanic guys in the line to a voting booth as like 100 people circle them with their phone cameras out, you know? I don't know. Any attempt to interfere would explode and go viral and drive more turnout. Yeah, I mean, it's not even working for them with 3,000 people in Minneapolis. I don't think a couple of people at any given voting booth is going to really shift the odds. The midterms are going to go very well for us. By us, I mean Democrats, but like a lot of the Democrats that get elected in are going to suck. So I don't know. You do what you can, right?